Our scripture today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
So I think all of you here know who I am. But for anyone who's listening on the recording, I'm the chair of the council here at ESUMC. My name's Jade. And I'm very happy to be called to share my message about God with you today. This is only the second time I've ever given a sermon. And I'm a bit nervous about it. I'll speak about that later because the topic is fear. It was very easy for me to choose the topic for my first ever sermon, as I have a favorite Bible verse which I spoke on, which was "Love your neighbor as yourself," also from Mark's gospel, which is my favorite gospel. That was Mark 12, 28 to 31. But the topic this time was a little bit more difficult for me to choose, as there were a few things I'd like to talk about and share with you. But in the end, our current global situation for us as a church, and my own personal experiences in recent months led me to the idea that I should talk to you about fear and faith. And that led me to the story of Jesus' miracle of calming the storm. So firstly, let's look at the context of this story and what calming of the storm meant for Jesus and his disciples. That day, Jesus had been teaching all day by telling parables to a crowd in Galilee. And in the evening, he must have been exhausted. So he needed some rest, and he took the boat with his disciples across the Sea of Galilee and fell asleep while on the way. Of course, he must have been aware that there was a huge storm coming. But these Bible verses show us how human Jesus really was, while being God at the same time. Because he was tired and slept after a long day, just like any of us would as humans. But he also knew that he and his disciples would come to no harm from the storm, and that it was safe to sleep. The disciples showed fear, however, and they thought that Jesus didn't care if they all died on the boat. They hadn't realized that they were safe in spite of the storm surrounding them. They had already seen Jesus work miracles, but he had to show them again and relieve their fear by making the storm stop. But far from making them feel less afraid, it seems they became even more scared when they saw that Jesus could stop the storm simply by telling it to stop. Jesus asked them why they have no faith and why they are so fearful, because he expected them to realize by that time that if he was able to sleep through the storm, there's nothing for them to fear. I feel that this is perhaps another example of Jesus showing his humanity. Because while God has infinite patience for our mistakes and our troubles in having faith, I feel like Jesus was a bit impatient with the disciples and had hoped that they would just trust him by that point. After already seeing his miracles and hearing his message, surely they should have had faith in him by then. But even the most faithful Christians have doubts at times and can find it hard to believe that everything will be okay when the worst storms are raging around them. I think we can all be like the disciples and be afraid that God has abandoned us, just like the disciples thinking that God had that Jesus had just left them alone so that he could sleep and that he didn't care if the boat sank and they all drowned. I think many of us would be able to relate to the disciples, at least at some points during this year, as we've had a pretty huge storm raging all around us, which has affected pretty much everyone in the world. It's affected us as a church, so we have to sit apart from each other now. We can't sing out loud, which these were things which we all took for granted before. But at least we can now meet physically together as a congregation, which wasn't the case for a few months of this year. And while we are in a very good position at this point in history, that we are able to meet virtually, very easily thanks to technology and the internet, can still be very isolating when channels of human connection and in-person meetings are shut down. And what makes this harder is that it was, and it still is for quite a few people, a time of general fear, is people were afraid of getting the virus or passing it on to other people. People were afraid for their families and friends, especially those of us who have loved ones living in states which haven't handled the crisis too well. But it's not just about physical health. People also lost jobs, or their work is precarious because of this crisis. And people were suffering from restrictions and being able to go about their normal lives, like us here, that we have to sit like this today. Or some people may have found things too difficult to handle and suffered stress, anxiety, loneliness, and other mental issues. And things seem a lot better now. We're still feeling the effects, and problems have not gone away. I wonder, at times during these past 5 or 6 months, how many of us have felt like the disciples when Jesus was asleep while the storm was raging. So as a member of the church leadership, perhaps I should just be telling you that you need to have faith in God no matter how things get, and this is true. But I would not be helping anyone, nor being an authentic Christian myself, if I act like my faith is anywhere near perfect, and I don't feel like those disciples at times too. Says on the door, imperfect people welcome, and that's why this is the right place for me, because I'm an imperfect person. But I can tell you how God helped me through storms, and that God is always there, even if it can feel like God is asleep and doesn't care if we drown. So, a few of you know, I don't think everyone knows, I've had post-traumatic stress, which means that sometimes I feel an extra level of fear above what people without this type of anxiety feel, even when nothing worrying or frightening or even bad is actually happening. So the incident that caused this actually happened about 10 years ago this month. And I always light candles with the amount of years. So this year it was 10. And spend time praying about my gratitude that I'm safe and well in the present time, as a mark that this happened and that I am still safe and well. Many people experience traumatic events and not everyone is okay afterwards. So I know that my life is a blessing even on days when it doesn't seem that way, and sometimes it doesn't. It can be really hard to maintain faith in God with a fear-based disorder like this, because fear is the opposite of faith, and too much fear means that that connection with God is lost. But putting my faith in God was really how I recovered from it in the first place, and this involves sometimes constant prayer. And when I couldn't think of what to pray about or didn't feel I had anything to pray about, I used the Lord's Prayer, and I still do, because that works to improve my connection with God, even if I have to say it over and over again. Faith is also about seeing the ways in which God is actually taking care of you and giving you the things that you need to help you get through whatever storm you're going through. This could be something as simple yet as important as having a supportive friend who listens to you when you're feeling in fear and don't know how to get through things. Or it can be professional help, such as doctors or financial help from the state. For us as a church, although we lost the ability to use the sanctuary to worship for a few months, and we lost our pastor, we were still able to meet and worship together online. And even though we are a small church, we have many people willing to serve and preach, so that we are able to continue together even without a pastor for a longer period of time. We could even look at the positive side of this situation in that we have the opportunity to hear God's message from quite a number of different preachers at the moment and learn from different people's experiences with God. One thing which I did enjoy about our time worshipping online was being able to stay in bed and not having to go out. It was quite nice for a while. And I think that my cats enjoyed that too. They came to church as well for a few months. Gratitude is not easy. And while I try to practice it daily, sometimes I'm not in a grateful mood, and fear and difficulties can make it especially difficult to be grateful for anything. But searching for what is going well and what God has actually provided to help us, rather than focusing on what has gone wrong and what could go wrong, gives every situation a completely different perspective, no matter if that situation is really bad. So while there are fewer restrictions now compared to a few months ago, and most people are just going about their normal daily lives, the lockdown did affect a lot of people. It might just have been an inconvenience to some people, like having to wear masks. It's just a minor inconvenience in your life. But other people lost their jobs. They were sick with the virus or had other conditions that they couldn't get treated because of this, or had important plans cancelled. And like quite a few people I know, my work just carried on as normal. I was very lucky, and I work from home anyway, so this wasn't an issue. As someone who is at home a lot, you'd expect this wouldn't have affected me that much. But I really rely on the times when I do pursue activities outside my home, such as coming here to church. Otherwise, it's just too isolating. And my anxiety was very triggered during this lockdown, which made things pretty difficult for me. So this period was a storm for me. And I did feel like the disciples must have felt sometimes, feeling like God had left me to drown. But while some people might think that this storm, in this case the lockdown, the virus crisis, the economic crisis, was something that God could have prevented, might have acted angrily about this, I believe that we have free will on this earth, and even viruses have free will. You know, bad things happen in this world, and God has never promised that they won't. We're told in the Bible, in fact, that life won't be easy, and we can expect troubled times. But we can also expect help and comfort from God when times are hard. As Jesus says to the disciples when he is explaining that he will be leaving the world and returning to God when they finally believe that he is from God, in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. If we choose to have faith in God and turn away from fear, we will find that God is there and can give us courage and hope. So I'm not very good at standing up in front of people and speaking. This is one of my anxieties. Even when I know that rationally there's nothing to be scared of from this. But I'm standing here speaking to you anyway. So having faith doesn't always mean that we don't feel the fear. And it's still possible to feel it very strongly in spite of believing that everything is going to be okay. But rather, faith gives us the courage to go on no matter how much fear we have. I'd liken that to being on the boat in the storm and still feeling afraid of the storm, but just leaving Jesus to sleep, knowing that if Jesus is there and isn't concerned, that everything is safe and we can be calm too. When we learned that Mark was leaving our church and we had to choose who was going to preach and when, I really didn't feel like preaching because, as I mentioned before, I was feeling quite a lot more anxious than usual. But I was determined to do this because if I'm given the opportunity to share a message about God, I think this is something too important to turn down. But I was actually given an unexpected opportunity to give a speech in front of a crowd last month. As some of you know, I'm active in standing up for human rights and against inequality. And one collective that I'm part of was asked to give a speech on behalf of minority groups which are currently being oppressed. Well, my friend from the collective was able to write the speech for me. She wasn't able to give it. So for me, this is one area where I'm able to take courage from God in spite of my fear of public speaking or other fears such as attracting unpleasantness from people who maybe don't believe in the same things as I do. Because it's very clear in the Gospels, to me anyway, that Jesus stood up for the oppressed and those who were treated the worst in society. This is a topic for another sermon. It's too big for me to go into detail at this time, but we know this from such stories as when Jesus spoke with the Samaritan woman, or how Jesus generally stood up for women and treated them as equals, which was not usual in biblical society. So I stood up and gave this speech, even though my hands were shaking like this, and I knew there was no reason to worry about giving this sermon this morning either, although I am glad that someone else will be doing it next week. So I was able to overcome my deepest anxieties that had taken over me once again earlier this year, and I did that by, firstly, being open about how I was feeling, admitting that I was having trouble connecting to God. Also, by talking and spending time with supportive friends, because community, fellowship, and friendship are very important. And also by providing support for others myself. But what is most important is to spend time with God, to find scriptures such as this one, such as Miracle of the Calming of the Storm, and the verse I mentioned earlier from John. There are many others too in the Bible. I'm sure you can probably think of more now, of how God is always with us and can always provide hope and courage. We don't have to be afraid. And to pray with gratitude for the things which are going well and for the gifts that God gives us, and for courage and faith to help us through difficult times. So let's pray together now. God, thank you for being with us through the global storm that has been surrounding us, through all the changes and restrictions that we have faced as a church, and through our own individual storms, whatever those may be. Help us not to feel like the disciples on the boat, but to know that when we trust and have faith in you, we have nothing to fear. Give us the courage to go on through the most difficult times, and to help and support those around us when they are facing difficulties too. Let us always remember that you are there, and we can always find peace with you, whatever is going on around us.